Hey, Dog Speak Geeks, do you know that we offer virtual lessons? You can sign up at any time through info@dogspeak101.com. Also, don't miss out on our dog communication seminar on demand or one of our live seminars in Middle Tennessee. We would love to assist you with any and all problems that you have, so give us a call, set up your session today. Hey, hey, Dog Speak Geeks. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Look, a few announcements before we get started, but I know that most of you missed our dog communication webinar that we had this past weekend. If you have not done my communication seminar webinar, you need to do it, especially if you own dogs or work with dogs. And I'm going to assume if you're listening to this episode or this podcast, you absolutely have dogs in your life. So you need to understand how they communicate, how they use body language to avoid conflict, deal with stress. This is crucial because it's going to help you to communicate better with your dog, as well as understand when your dog is feeling uncomfortable and uncertain so that you can help them navigate those situations. It's about building that trust, and your dog needs to be able to count on you. But if you don't know what you're seeing, you're going to have a hard time with that. So make sure you sign up for our next one, or go ahead and get the on-demand course that I have on the website. Link is in the show notes, as always, so that you guys can get yourself educated on that. It is so important that you understand. The other thing, the Herbal Dog event we are having here in Nashville, Tennessee, August the 28th. Rita Hogan, canine herbalist, will be talking about her book. Each ticket will give you a mini webinar with me on communication, as well as a book, the ability to listen to her, get it signed, and then go out into a play yard at a dog bar where dogs are off leash and playing, and in real time get to watch dog communication and have me point those things out to you so you can get a live look at how dogs communicate. And also, if you're local and you want to bring your dog, you can get set up at Urban Dog Bar with your dog. And the ticket price also includes free entry for your dog, which is a $12 value. So you will need to get on their app and upload all your vet records and all those good things. But we would love to see you guys. That is in just a couple of weeks, and it is a limited ticket availability. So please get your tickets now. Do not wait. You do not want to miss this. She is coming all the way across from Washington State to talk about using herbs to make your dogs healthier, right? We want our dogs to live as long as possible, and this is the way to get started. So don't miss that, guys. Don't miss it. Let's see, what else do I have going on? I found on TikTok, I found a phenomenal life coach who absolutely explains central nervous system dysregulation of the nervous system, how to help deal with that and deal with all the trauma and deal with those things that are going on. She is not dog oriented. She is human oriented. And I'm going to tell you something, y'all. She is phenomenal. And when I listen to her, it has helped me so much in just dealing with my emotions and dealing with, you know, any type of panic that I may feel or past trauma that I may feel. It has really, when I heard her, I thought, you know what? This is exactly what I need. And it resonated so much with me that I have played her on repeat many times just to help myself get through the stress and the trauma and the crap that we deal with as adults that, you know, in my generation, you just didn't talk about and you just dealt with it. I mean, I literally was texting with my mother and telling her about, you know, dealing with my trauma and really going through some things. and that I just needed to take care of myself. And her response was, "Welcome to life." And I thought, that's pretty shitty. But it was when the generation I grew up in. And I know she didn't mean it in a malicious intent, but it is just kind of that attitude, I guess you could say, that has kind of put me where I am today. So if you are dealing with that, trauma, emotions, not knowing what to do with it, I encourage you to go and listen to her. She's on Instagram and on TikTok. You can look her up as The Infinite Unfolding. The Infinite Unfolding. I will put the link in the show notes. I love her so much that I reached out to her and asked her to come on the podcast. Because I think you guys need to hear what she has to say to help you deal so that we can be better dog parents, right? We can be better guardians. And to make sure that we're not putting any of our unhealthy issues on our dog. And so I have asked her to come on and she has agreed. And I am so excited. So it's going to be probably next month. She and I are going to get together towards the end of the month to talk about things. And then we'll probably record sometime next month. And I'm giddy. I'm giddy about it. I'm nerding out. I just love her. So you're going to love her. She loves the F-bomb like me. And she just tells it like it is. Tells it like it is. And it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. And it totally, I felt seen. I felt seen. I felt heard. I felt understood. I felt like that she was my community. And I hope you guys feel the same way. So if you are dealing with anything, and most people do deal with some trauma, some stress, some nervous system deregulation. I'm just going to stick with deregulation at this point. But if you do feel like your nervous system is just, on high all the time, you've got to listen to her. You've got to listen to her. She's pretty amazing. So I think that's all the announcements I think I have. Yeah. So this episode is going to be about how humans are communicating with their dogs. I was at this, the Urban Dog Bar, which is in Nashville, and it's the first dog bar that we have, where you let your dogs off leash to run in and out, and you get to socialize, drink, eat. There are referees. We have been the trainers for those referees. It's just a really cool place. And I went the other day to drop off some flyers for the Herbal Dog event. And I thought, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work and I'm going to watch the dogs and watch the people and just enjoy myself. I didn't have my dog with me because she's in heat. So I thought that I can get some things done. I'm working on a big project right now. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about it later. But I'm excited about it. But I had a lot of work to do. And I was sitting there just watching how people communicate with their dog. And watching how the inconsistencies of their behavior towards their dogs based on the situation. And I think for these dogs, it can get very confusing because they're not gonna generalize like, okay, in this moment, this is what you need me to do. But in the next moment, in this situation, I'm supposed to do this. I think that we have to be very careful on the way that we are communicating and what we're communicating in these situations. So I'm going to give you some examples. And I'm going to talk about how we need to improve the way we communicate. And you may hear some things that you're going to be guilty of. And that's okay. Because we've all been guilty of this shit before. Let's be real. We've all been guilty. And the thing is that if you don't have anyone watching you and seeing it, you are not going to recognize that this is what you're doing. So hopefully after this episode, you can start to pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing it to improve. Or ask those that are with you, hey, can you watch me and see if I'm doing any of these things that Nikki talked about? Because I don't want to be miscommunicating to my dog. Because it's only going to lead to frustration for you and frustration for your dog. And when that frustration builds, you are going to end up with a fractured relationship. And that trust is going to decrease. That bond is going to decrease. Not that you can't get it back, because you can. But it's just going to affect the relationship more than you're probably aware. So the first thing that I notice across the board, and I notice with a lot of my clients, is that we tend to communicate with dogs very similar to the way we communicate with humans. And some of that is really good. As an example, when we talk about the Mr. Rogers hack, talking to your dog as if you're Mr. Rogers explaining something to a child. And I talk to Willow like that. I talk to Willow like that quite often. And it's gotten to the point now that it's creepy that she kind of understands these sentences that I talk about and the things that I say. And it's creepy, but it's really cool. Now, when I say I'm talking to her, I'm not necessarily giving a command that way. I'm not giving direction. I'm usually just explaining things. For an example, we were playing the other day. She is learning to catch the Frisbee. It's really cute. And it was hot outside, so I'm like, we're only going to play for a few minutes, right? So we threw it. Me and my mouse in my pocket, I guess. We threw it a couple of times, and about the third time, I said, okay, this is the last time because it's hot. So I'm going to throw it one more time, and then after that, we're going to need to, you know, go on in the house and cool off. And I threw it, and she caught it. No, she almost caught it. She brought it back, and I'm like, okay, that was it. Good job. And she dropped it, and she started heading towards the house. And I'm like, okay, that's creepy, but it's cool. It's cool how she's like really tuned in and listening to me. And so the conversations that we have, it's just a really neat thing. Because she's really tuned into me. Now, if I'm asking her to do something, can you go lay down? Can you go get on your bed, place? I don't necessarily go into this full conversation. A lot of times I'm just like, I need you to go lay down. Or can you go to your place? And that's as simple as that. I don't get into this whole thing of why I need you to do that. So we do need to talk with them about things, especially if it's something they're unsure about. Something that's new in the environment, so, you know, something that's novel to them. We want to talk to them and let them know kind of what it is and give them a chance to check it out on their own. However, there are a few things that we do as humans that we expect our dogs to understand, and the things that we say or do, and when they don't, we get frustrated and angry, and we think they're being disobedient, when in reality is that we haven't taught them what any of it means. The main example I'm going to give you, and I guarantee that 90% of my listeners are going to be guilty of this. Snapping. How many of you snap at your dog? So I'm sitting there watching people sit and they're eating or they're working and their dog is hanging out and the dog's running to play and coming back. And I was sitting in the indoor space and there's big garage doors that are open so the dogs can run in and out. And most people were sitting in because it was hot. And the dogs inside are barking and playing. And I started catching owners interrupting their dogs, whether it was because they were barking or just playing too rough, whatever the case may be, they started snapping at their dogs, just snapping and pointing, snap, 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 snap. And I was starting to get aggravated because, number one, the SNAP doesn't mean anything unless you teach something. And I guarantee you that majority of you do not teach a behavior with the SNAP. Right? Now, if you want to use the SNAP to get your dog's attention, then teach them that so that you can use the SNAP to get their attention. But these people were using SNAP for stop barking, stop playing too rough, you know, come here, lay down. And it was just ridiculous. So please, I think it's a pet peeve of mine at this point, because the dogs don't understand. All they know is they're just basically being told to stop or no, or you know, whatever they're thinking about it. It's, I don't think it's necessarily a positive association, because more than likely over time, the snap has been followed by something that's unpleasant, not necessarily mean or aversive, but something unpleasant, which we could link to the aversive side on that. But I just mean, you know, something unpleasant. So let's stop communicating with snaps, right? If you're sitting there in a room with humans and you snap at somebody, let's say you got a kid and you snap at them, they probably know what that means. They probably mean to pay attention because you're about to give them a direction. But the thing is with dogs, people don't do that. They just snap and snap and snap. And I'm about to snap, because snapping is not communication. So the first thing I'd like for you to try to do is stop snapping at your dog and stop including the snap into your verbal cue. If you include a snap with your verbal cue, the snap will become the default, which means you'll always need your fingers available to snap and at a distance that your dog can hear that in order for them to be responsive, because dogs read body language and they're going to read that better than the verbal. So, snapping. Stop snapping. Okay, now that I'm done snapping myself, let's move to the next thing. The next thing that people use to communicate to their dog, which is inappropriate, is the leash. People put a dog on a leash, and instead of talking to them, teaching them how to walk nicely, how to pay attention, how to greet appropriately, how to leave things alone, how to just be connected to you, they use it as a communicator by pulling on the leash, yanking on the leash, dragging the dog by the leash, shortening the leash. And the dog is just going to get to the point where he's like, I hate being attached to this leash and attached to you. This is miserable. And if they're expecting that, then their nervous system is already cranked up with that expectation. Therefore, you're going to start getting pulling, lunging, reactivity probably faster than you would otherwise. So using that leash to communicate is just not appropriate. That leash is nothing but a connection between you and the dog, meaning that's a connector, okay? It connects you and the dog together. Where you go, dog goes. Or where dog goes, you go. Depends on who's in charge in that moment. Sometimes I let my dog be in charge or I follow her. Sometimes I ask her to follow me. We share that depending on what we're doing. The other night, I was feeling a little anxious. I was like, you know what? Let's go for a walk. I'm gonna put in my headphones. I'm going to listen to the Infinite Goddess. That's what I'm going to start calling her. I'm going to listen to these beautiful videos that she has going on. And I'm going to just follow you wherever you want to walk. And that's what we did. I stopped and let her sniff. We hung out in certain places. We actually didn't even walk very far. We probably walked 2 or 3 houses down and then came back. And it was still probably a good 20, 25 minutes out. We just didn't do much. But Willow got what she needed, sniffing, hanging out, just doing different things. And I got what I needed, regulation of my nervous system. So again, the leash was just to connect us together. If you struggle using the leash to where you tend to pull on it a lot or, you know, grab at the dog a lot, then I recommend you use either a waist leash or an over-the-shoulder leash. so that you're hands-free. So some type of hands-free leash, and start putting your hands in your pocket if you have to. Right? Stop snapping and stop using that leash. Let's leave our hands free. Carry yourself a beverage. Have one hand for your beverage, one hand to give treats. That's all you need. Or one hand to slow people down when they're driving through your neighborhood, because that's what I did the other night. I used one hand to slow people. I'm like the old man sitting in the yard screaming about people to slow down. Our neighborhood has lots of kids and, of course, dogs, and we walk. And people fly through here, and it's 20 miles an hour. And they'll fly 35, 40 miles an hour. So I did a lot of waving of slowing down. But you need to have your hands available for different things. So I encourage you for a waist leash or an over-the-shoulder leash to help you be hands-free, which will also force you to use your words. And if you struggle with that, have someone go on a walk with you and your dog, and have them hold the leash, but you direct the dog. You be responsible for directing the dog, and that will force you to use your mouth and use your words instead of defaulting to trying to physically control your dog. When you're physically trying to control your dog, you will never have off-leash control if you do that. Everybody can have off-leash control. You just have to learn to use your words. And you can have off-leash control without the use of aversives, without putting a shock collar on the dog. All right? It's going to take some work. It's not easy, but it's doable. It's doable. So think of that leash as the connector. And also, it's really, you know, safety. It's safety so that you can be that kind of final decision maker if your dog is getting into a situation that could be harmful. But don't think of it as a communicator. The only thing you should communicate is everywhere we go, we're going together. And that's all it is. So that's the two main ways that I see people that communicate inappropriately. Now, here's a couple of other things that I've noticed that have to do with communication as well as inconsistency. How many of you want to have a dog who comes to you every time you call them? How many of you want a dog that will come and check in with you? We did our recall episode. I hope you've been working on it. I watched people sitting at tables with their friends, their work mates, whatever they're doing, and watch as their dogs would come to check in on them, and owners would either ignore them or push them away because maybe they were in the pool and they were wet, push them away and tell them to go play. It's like they were forcing them to leave. I understand you want the dog to play while you're there, but you need to recognize when your dog comes and checks in with you, especially in an environment like this. Because if you're constantly telling your dog to go away when they come and check on you, what makes you think they're going to come to you when you ask them to? They're not going to learn that coming to you is a good thing if you're sending them away every time, or if you're ignoring them when you're sitting on the couch and they come up because they brought a toy and put it in your lap and you're like, ooh, get that away. Think about that. Think about if every time you went to someone to be like, hey, I want to hang out with you, and they're like, no, I need you to go away. No, I need you to go away. You're not what I need right now. You need to go away. And then they call you up and be like, hey, can you come over? Why would you? So this was something I was like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Ooh, you need to tell your dog good for coming. You can tell your dog to go back out and play, but you need to recognize that they came to you, because that's a behavior that you're going to want to reinforce a lot. A lot. And that's a main reason why people can't have their dog off leash, is because they don't have a recall command. So be sure that you're acknowledging, if my dog was going to come to me, okay, so like if I'm sitting out on the patio and I'm like, I just need a break. I just need to, you know, decompress, scroll a little bit, whatever. If Willow comes to me and brings a toy, I tell her, that's a good girl. Thank you for coming. However, mama needs to decompress. Can you go play on your own, please, or play with one of your siblings? And she's starting to understand that, that it's not that I don't want her to be there. I'm just doing something else right now, and that she needs to entertain herself. And then I will play with her in a little bit. Right? And she starts to get that, and she understands that. And I will tell you that this girl turns on a dime. Adolescence, 10 and a half months old, she'll turn on a dime and come to me. Will that change? There's going to be moments. There'll be moments that her little brain gets confused and gets into something that's exciting. You know, it may be that when I take her to Urban Dog Bar for the first time, which she will be going hopefully next week, I'd be curious to see what she does with a yard full of dogs. Am I going to get mad at her? Is she going to get in trouble? No. No. I will be sure to reinforce when she checks in. And I'll also be sure not to call her to me when she is in the middle of play. I will wait and help her learn that even during play, you still have to listen. But I'm not going to do it just to do it. More than likely, she will be checking in on me quite often, because this is going to be her first adventure out to something like this. All right. Now, the other thing, and this one also drove me crazy. This is why I struggle going to like dog events, because I just watch people do things and I just want to walk up and be like, could you not do that? Can you do this instead? Like, I really want to do that. Yes, I am one of those people that want to give unsolicited advice. So I just try not to go to places like that. This dog was brought purposely to play. The owner was sitting there, didn't have any food, didn't have any water, was just scrolling on her phone. She brought her dog to play. And when the dog would try to play and would bark, she would snap her fingers and try to stop the dog. And then another person kept telling the dog to use their indoor voice, to stop barking and use their indoor voice. And that drove me crazy, because you're there to let the dog play. That's like saying, hey, kid, you can go play on the playground, but no screaming. Seriously? Just because the dog is barking indoors, we all know, if we're there, we all know what the environment is like. We all know dogs are going to bark. We have to stop preventing our dogs from being dogs. I mean, honestly, yeah, there is a time to be like, I need you to quiet. I need you to lower your bark, or whatever the case may be. But not if you're taking them to a damn dog bar to play. Can we please stop telling them to use their indoor voice? I mean, this was a multiple times I heard this. And again, it drove me crazy. I'm like, what do you expect them to do? Right? They're playing. They're being themselves. That's what this place is for. Their primary thing is for dogs. You as a human are secondary. So let a dog be a dog. All right. I am now going to remove myself from my soapbox. I am going to remove myself from possibly snapping. Might end up on the show snapped. But I hope this helped you to realize that we have to really stop talking to our dogs like they're our children, and they understand the different behaviors that we exhibit in different environments. We need to learn to be consistent and give our dogs, especially in a new environment, especially in an environment that they're not used to being in, or an environment that they're not in as often, or it's not their normal environment. We have to make sure that we stay the same, that we are consistent with our behavior, with our expectations, with our communication. Because if we take a dog somewhere like the dog bar and we become a different owner, our dog is going to get to the point where they don't want to go to the dog bar, not because they don't have fun with their friends, but because they don't know what type of owner they're going to get. And I'm going to tell you from someone who had a parent that I never knew what version I was going to get. Hey, hello, trauma. It is not pleasant. It is not pleasant, and it's stressful, and it creates anxiety, and it's something that will continue to grow and will continue to cause problems and stress in your dog. All right, that was it. That's what I got. So be sure you guys are following us on our social media channels. If you're on TikTok, you know, here's the thing about TikTok, guys. You don't have to scroll and get into a hole. You can find a couple of people you like and just watch their stuff. Be sure you follow us on Instagram. Because the algorithms have changed, I don't feel like our content is getting seen very much. So if you do follow us, could you please go to our page and engage with us so that we can start to pop up more? I am putting out material almost every day. So if you're not getting it, please go and engage with our profiles and our videos and our posts so that you can continue to get our stuff and it starts to pop up more. So we are on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So be sure and check those out. And then if you've not signed up for the newsletter, our newsletter goes out once a week. It includes a video, includes the blog, includes the podcast episode, as well as some other things that we throw in. So please be sure you sign up for that. Forward to all your friends, all your neighbors, forward to the people that have dogs that need a little help. You know, just send it to them. Just say, you know what, I found somebody that I think you would love to listen to and that can help your dog. You don't even have to tell them you think their dog is bad or that they're bad parents. Because, you know, look, if the thing is that we're not bad unless we know better and choose not to do better. You know, as long as we are trying to do better when we know better, that's all that matters, man. It's all that matters. So be sure you're doing all of those good things. Please rate and review wherever you listen to this episode, wherever you get our podcast. So again, new listeners can find us and we can educate the world on becoming better dog guardians for your dog. I hope you guys, I hope I see a lot of you at the Herbal Dog event and then on our next webinar that we have, which we don't have one scheduled yet. But let me know what you'd like to see. And if you have any ideas on episodes, anything that you would like to hear or me talk about, anything like that, let me know. Oh, yeah. And follow us on YouTube because we are putting out videos there as well. All right, guys. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. I love you. I appreciate you. And treat yourself well.